This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I understand not everybody is on lockdown throughout the country. In Nevada, we have been. And I've been asked over the weekend, how's it going? You know, what's it like over there? It's eerie, just eerie. I drove up and down the strip over the weekend. That's the Las Vegas Strip, the resort corridor. And I've been in Vegas off and on since the 80s. And so I saw a city just transform. You know, as UNLV exploded and the Runnin' Rebels, you know, won national titles. And we just, you know, had, you know, Steve Wynn and Stupak and, you know, corporations come in and just, you know, transform our fantastic city to now being, you know, this mecca of entertainment and fun and, you know, America's playground. And it was dead. I mean, nobody on the sidewalks. Places boarded up. The hotels almost looked like they needed a paint job. You could see the blemishes on a lot of the hotels. I mean, it almost looked like it had been abandoned for weeks, if not months, and we're just talking a couple days. And for those of you that don't live in Nevada, we were a few days ago, actually last week, told by our governor, Governor Sisolak, to shut down all non-essential businesses. Essential businesses could still function. Essential meaning grocery stores, banks, gas stations, hospitals, etc. I believe a couple strip clubs thought that they were essential. And from what I understand, a lot of places, you know, that thought they were essential were asked over the weekend to close. Okay, not essential at all. And so a lot of us have been home, kind of in lockdown. Schools have been closed. Kids have been home. And I am a little nervous that there's been a calm, that we're in the calm before the storm. And people were nice. People were a lot nicer than I expected. In fact, you know, I did a lot of exercise this weekend. We were out a lot. We were hiking. We were, you know, just walking, jogging, things like that outside. And we would run into people. And some of them wanted to hug, you know, because I ran into somebody that I guess I haven't seen in like 15 years. So, yeah, we were all about the hugs. I know you shouldn't have been, but it's like, you know, you haven't seen people. And I'm a hugger. For the most part, people wanted to talk. They wanted to interact. They were missing people, but everybody was really, really kind of nice. People were waving to each other. And whenever something kind of goes against your instinct and you feel like something's not right, that you're right about that, something not right. I think people handled this a lot more calmer than we expected. You know, we expected there to be a lot of looting, a lot of crime, and there might be, and it's just not getting advertised because they don't want to scare people. But from what I've seen, driving around the city and, you know, snooping around, so far, so good. I mean, you know, we have a big police presence, military presence, whatever. It's a very, very, you know, kind of structured sort of lockdown. But I'm a little nervous about this calm before the storm. So, when people ask how your lockdown is going, all right, they are asking, you know, one, not that if you're going stir crazy, you know, I mean, I thought I'd be sick of my husband by now. We're not. You know, apparently I've been doing telemedicine. I've been working so much that I don't even see the family at home. I mean, that's how busy I've been with telemedicine. But people want to know, are we noticing any decrease in cases? Did us going on lockdown do something? Because in other cities, they're about to get their lockdown or their curfew or whatever, and they're scared to death. And here we are going, ain't no thing but a chicken wing, okay? It's okay. The problem is Italy. Italy is not reporting anything dying down. I believe they went on lockdown March 9th. Correct me if that's the wrong date. They've been on lockdown since March 9th, and their cases have still exploded. They're at, I think, 59,000 cases, 5,400 deaths. Now, I'm not saying the lockdown doesn't work, but when I bring up the calm before the storm, if people have lost their jobs, if people aren't making income, if they are, you know, stuck in their apartment or home, you know, without being able to go out and see others, only to find out that 2 weeks later it didn't make a dent, I am worried that all hell is going to break loose. Now, many states are also thinking that, well, okay, now wait a second here. If we do a lockdown, but then the government comes out and says, okay, you know what, now we're going to do a lockdown. And then it almost, it's like consecutive, have you guys ever been like convicted of a felony or whatever? You get like consecutive terms. I never have been, but you know, they're like, are these going to be consecutive lockdowns? You know, is whatever lockdown we have going to now be extended another week or two because of the government? So there's a lot of confusion. And we are animals. We're humans, but we're still animals. And it's spring. Yeah, there's a lot of pollen. Our allergies are starting to act up. But you really can't keep an animal inside. You know, I opened the door to go outside, and all the cats, like, ran. Well, it was because, you know, Uzi dropped a deuce in the house. So I could see why. That's why I had to open the door. So all the cats flew. But, you know, animals don't want to be restricted, which is why we're recommending go out there and hike, go out there and exercise. You know, be outdoors if you can, just away from others. But my worry is with the government not really kind of knowing exactly what to do with this because we've never dealt with it, with people kind of freaking out because they don't have jobs, they don't know when this is going to end, we have to be very careful saying, okay, we're going to shut down and this should do it. Yeah, you need to get public support, but the average person's like, it's not going to do it. Being closed off in your house for 23 more days might not cut it. And so I think we need to be very, very realistic. We also need to kind of convince people that this is a serious virus. Apparently, we're going to tell you there was a young individual who's now apparently fighting, you know, the coronavirus. I think she's 12. I need to, you know, tell you guys that as I research what's going on there. But, it's what was once thought, okay, well, this is just a cold. It's not. It's a deadly virus. But we've already started the domino effect where now, if we're going to do a lockdown, we need to do it right. This kind of half-assed way of doing it where, all right, you know what, we'll let some cities do it, some cities don't, we'll let you fly in, we'll let you fly not, it's not going to work. And the longer you prolong this, the more edgy and the more panicked people are going to be. And so, you know, so far Vegas did pretty good, but I don't know what the next week or the week after is going to look like because you can only confine people so much. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Before we begin, it was really, really kind of funny. I don't know how funny it is, but to me it's funny because, you know, my son has been doing online school and he, was like running around in his underwear and this was before he was supposed to like log on. And I'm like, okay, you know, you're supposed to wear clothes. You know, can you please wear clothes? And he's like, oh no, Mom, they can't see me. Right? And I'm like, look, you know, it's online schooling. Why take a risk? Just wear some clothes, right? Excuse me, I drank down the wrong tube. And so apparently there was an email sent out by the high school saying that asking that the kids, although they don't have to be in uniform, should at least be wearing some sort of clothes because it is going to be on video cam. And so, today, you know, my son actually got a shirt on and pants and he actually dressed up for online school. The online school thing is just kind of a, it's unique. It's a unique experience. There's an Israeli mom. There's a video. I'm gonna have to share it and put that out there because it's hilarious. But, you know, she's basically saying this is a time where now our kids are going to realize how stupid we are because we can't help them. You know, when the kids bring home their math and their homework and all that, I mean, you know, I've been acting like I am as smart as can be and I know everything. I mean, and I got to tell you, man, yeah, I mean, I went through the highest level of math. I've done math harder than my son is in engineering, but I forgot it all. So when he's like, Mom, I can't do this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, being in a position, you know, the kids are just dying to start calling me by my first name. You see them starting to want to change roles a little bit, you know, like, you know, they're now, you know, grown-ups like us because, you know, they're starting to realize that we as parents aren't gods. Now, I know you want your kids to, you know, not think Santa Claus is real and you want your kids to, your teenagers, especially as they're adults, to, you know, no realism, obviously, but I still want them to idolize me. I don't want them to think I'm an absolute idiot, but, you know, they will. Okay, so we got some scoop here. Wait a second, let me get the phone lines open. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. I'm making sure that I have that out there. If you forgot the number, it's on my Twitter or Facebook page, 1-877-362-3254. Okay, so two new symptoms have been suggested with this coronavirus that you guys need to know about. Now, we talked about coronavirus, how if somebody was sick, they might have a cough, they might have a sneeze. I don't know how this is going to work in allergy season. Okay, I'm in Vegas. It's starting to you know, warm up, it's starting to, we're getting pollen, we're getting plants, etc. And so it's, I know I'm going to start sneezing. I could just feel, I even sound more sinusy. You know what, I got some Claritin ready, I'm good. But, you know, people are afraid that someone's going to cough or sneeze on them. And, you know, I'm social distancing. You know, I told my mom just to play it safe. I'm just not going to, you know, see her for a year. You know, just because, you know, I worry about her. But in addition to coughing and sneezing, but coughing, fever, shortness of breath, some people are reporting that with coronavirus they get diarrhea. Some are reporting that they also get nausea, or even vomiting. So on the telemedicine platform, as I've been taking care of patients who are calling saying, look, I don't know what kind of symptoms I have. Do I have the stomach flu? Many of them are kind of bringing up they have, you know, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. You know, it should not be, you would think, a respiratory virus sort of thing, but even with flu, you could still get GI upset. Now, people ask why. Is it because the virus affects the GI tract? It might just be that when you get sick, your body reacts a certain way. Remember I told you when I would be doing a lot of pediatrics and training and just in the urgent care and ER, you know, these kids would come in with diarrhea. And I noticed more times than not, they had an ear infection. And, you know, the mom would be talking to me about the diarrhea, and I would just go right for the ear. You know, in ER, you don't seem to do, like, the hour-long history like, you know, you do in internal medicine and hospitals and things like that. So I was like, let me just look at the ear, and I'd see an ear infection. Then I'd examine the abdomen and make sure it wasn't food poisoning or whatever. But, you know, the mom is like, but he never pulled on his ear. He never had an ear issue. Well, but for him, how he manifested early was diarrhea. So I'm not surprised that certain gastrointestinal side effects will present when somebody has an illness. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to have a more severe illness if you have diarrhea or vomiting. No, nobody said that yet. So at this point, no, we can't tell how severe it would be. However, it's a symptom not to exclude or blow off. Now, we have two more symptoms that have been reported. Loss of smell and loss of taste. Now, the British Association of Otolaryngology reports this week that some patients infected with coronavirus may have no other symptoms but they're having trouble smelling and they're having trouble tasting. So in an interview with Sky News, these industry leads in ear, nose, and throat, and I put this article on my Facebook page and on my Twitter, suggested that people might report anosmia and, oh, I cannot pronounce that, agwesia or dysgwesia. Have you guys ever been agwesic or dysgwesic? I bet you have. I think a lot of us agwes. And how we do that is you get sick, and then you're like, okay, I can't taste food. So you're thinking, oh, okay, I got a sinus infection or something like that. Or I can't smell the food. And, by the way, if you have anosmia and you have trouble smelling, you may not be able to taste as well. So these two symptoms might make you not even think of coronavirus, but if you notice appetite down, going, you know, I really can't taste the food, that could be a sign of coronavirus. Why? Well, if the virus is a respiratory virus and it wants to attach to the nose or to the mouth or to the respiratory tree, then that's where it's going to anchor down. And if there is inflammation or nearby destruction, temporary destruction, you could have a temporary diminishment of one's senses. So Professor Nirmal Kumaram, who's a head and neck surgeon, states in young patients, they do not have significant symptoms such as the cough and fever, but they may have just the loss of sense of smell and taste, which suggests that these viruses are lodging in the nose. So again, symptoms of coronavirus could be fever, chills, myalgias, body aches, cough, shortness of breath. You know, some people have a sore throat, some people have sneezing, some people diarrhea, some people nausea, some people may have issues with smelling or taste. Now, this is my only problem with this, okay? When I was in medical school, I learned that anytime somebody says that they're starting to lose their sense of smell, we need to look for a tumor. Now, not everybody that loses their sense of smell has a tumor. But the reason why I'm bringing it up is, what worries me about coronavirus is there are kind of bigger fish to fry out there. And we're almost, you know, causing people to misinterpret these headlines to think, okay, you know what? Yeah, I haven't been able to smell for a week or two. I'm good. Then it's just coronavirus. I'm good. Well, no, you're not. I, because if you're having trouble smelling, you might have a vitamin deficiency like zinc. You know, maybe it was because of head trauma. Maybe it's multiple sclerosis. Maybe it's diabetes. Maybe it's poor nutrition, allergies, hay fever. Maybe you have some nasal polyps. You know, neurological diseases like Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's could affect your sense of smell. So depression, et cetera. It could be a fungal infection, a viral infection, or a bacterial infection. So if you're having trouble smelling, don't just say, oh, it's coronavirus, I'm good. You might need to get that checked out. Same thing with agwesia, and I know I'm probably pronouncing that right. It's spelled A-G-E-U-S-I-A. So it looks like agusia, agusia, like juicy, and dysgusia. I know I'm mispronouncing it. I don't know how to pronounce this stuff. Now, if you smoke, you could have that. Again, vitamin deficiency. Medications can change your taste, like albuterol, antihistamines, chemotherapy. So we're going into allergy season. I'm ready to take my Claritin, and that could affect my taste. How do I know it's not coronavirus? Thyroid disease, diabetes, infection, dry mouth, dental issues could change your taste. If you're pregnant, things might taste differently. Menopause, liver disease, seizures, head trauma, depression, and cancer could also cause you to change your taste. So the only reason I'm saying that is I don't want you freaking out that you have any of the other diseases, but don't just assume you have coronavirus when it could be something else. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After days of bipartisan negotiations and successes, the U.S. Senate finds itself deadlocked when it comes to a $1 trillion coronavirus-related economic stimulus bill. The bill was blocked last night by Democrats when it came to a procedural vote, which would have cleared the way for a final vote today. Now that's uncertain. Top Republican Mitch McConnell says if it doesn't end up passing today,
it'll be because of our colleagues on the other side continuing to dicker when the country expects us to come together and address this problem.
Democrats claim the bill carries too much help for big business and not enough help for American workers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Afghanistan, a surprise visit as part of an effort to save a peace deal between the U.S. and the Taliban. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Over tuning in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you are asking about the stimulus package. What's going on there? And again, we're taking your calls and questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Well, correct me if I'm wrong. I thought that we had a package on the table that was supposed to be voted on. And then Congress, no. Apparently, I think the Democrats blocked the vote. Not sure why. What was the holdup? So, Washington Post says Senate leaders and Trump administration officials are going to resume talks today on this stimulus bill. Senate Democrats had voted to block the bill from advancing. They alleged that the bill does too much to help prop up businesses without directing enough money to households, hospitals, and health professionals. White House officials have acknowledged the, you know, that there is going to be assistance for corporations because they need to help protect jobs. According to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on Fox Business, he said this is a corporate welfare. This helps all Americans. So the legislation wants to flood the economy with money from individuals to small businesses to large industries amid a wave of layoffs and a sharp contraction in consumer spending. It would direct $1,200 to most adults and $500 to most children. It would also create a $500 billion lending program for businesses, cities, and states, and another $350 billion to help small businesses meet payroll costs. Mnuchin says we've got to pass this today. He said key parts of the bill remain in flux, such as language that would dictate extreme assistance for the airline industry. So talks apparently continued into the night Sunday, even after the failed procedural vote and the legislation ballooned to about $2 trillion, with Democrats pushing for more money for hospital, state, and local government and other provisions. So Mnuchin did sound positive. He said, I think we're close. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said as he left the Capitol around the same time that there is still a handful of issues as the final sticky points. I really hope the Democrats and Republicans aren't sitting there trying to get credit for the stimulus package. You know, it's kind of concerns me that there's going to be any sort of holdup so that somebody could say, but you see what we did? The Republicans didn't do this and we did this as Democrats or vice versa, because this is some BS. We need some help now. They're still talking. All right. So they hope that they could come up with a decision, and hopefully while I'm on air, I'll be able to tell you guys if we have any news on that end. So Democratic concerns have focused on a $500 billion funding program for loans and loan guarantees Republicans want to create. Some Democrats are labeling it a slush fund.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh, yeah. Siri, you don't have to listen to the show. Sorry. My Siri is asking. Yeah, Siri, stay out of it. So Democrats are labeling it a slush fund, according to the Washington Post, because the Treasury Department would have broad discretion over who receives the money. They say there was little precedent for a program with a similar size and scope. The bill also wants to send $1,200 checks to many Americans, not everybody, and make $350 billion available to small businesses as they struggle to stay afloat, with many workers and consumers confined to their homes to avoid contracting or spreading the virus. So if they do not reach an agreement by today, then I guess it just goes on until the next day. Sunday is the third straight day of negotiations, and obviously McConnell was furious when Democrats voted down the bill. And so here's my opinion on it. So, you know, I'm a, with all the different sort of jobs I've held, I have been in a position of a consumer, a position of an employee, a position of a small business owner, a position of a parent, a position of an American. Okay? And so what had happened very early on in Nevada when we had the shutdown is the majority of small business owners were like, okay, we'll figure out paid leave. If it's just going to be a month, okay, you know, great. But then articles were coming out of pretty big sources, you know, saying that the relief that was going to come from the government was going to be a loan. Not so much money given to us. We would have the ability to borrow more money, like with the SBA and all that. And on that end, you know, many of us don't want to be in any more debt. Most of our small businesses are already indebted to a bank. You know, do we want to borrow more money? Some of us might have to. But we have no idea when this is going to end. So the idea of it not being, you know, a straight out handout or bailout, but a loan, made many of us go, okay, wait a second. No. I can't borrow. I can't put more of my life and assets on the line. And then there was talk of the paid sick leave, which is understandable for workers, but it also included those who weren't sick. So if any parent had a child that had to stay home, they would qualify for paid leave. Well, around that same time, we're hearing that in California, schools are going to probably be canceled for the rest of the year, or rest of the school year. Nevada might follow suit. So small business owners start to kind of talk to each other going, wait a second. That means we would have to do paid leave for the rest of the school year. And many people decided, okay, it might be better for employees to just get their unemployment. And the layoffs, I mean, happened, I think, before anybody else could even think of another possible option. So I appreciate what the government's trying to do. And I get how there could be a lot of fraud if you just hand out people money and, you know, tell corporations, here's $50 million. I mean, how do you know it's going to go to employees? But, and if you just give the money to employees, how do you know they're going to come back to work? So I see how that's kind of delicate. And so, you know, it's like, okay, well, here you can borrow money, and then you can, because you're borrowing the money, you can then use it to hopefully keep your business afloat, et cetera. But the average business owner is like, how are we going to keep our business afloat if nobody's allowed out of their house? You know, if you own hair salons and people are not allowed, you're not allowed to operate your hair salon. And you're not allowed to have employees there because obviously you don't want them to get exposed, and that's the law. Who's going to get a haircut right now? Nobody. So the problem is there's a lack of realism, realism on some of these recommendations. And the average business owner in my neck of the woods with the shutdown did the layoffs. Because we don't know how long this is going to go. Plus, you have some people who, you know, use up their leave. You have some people that don't have leave yet. They don't qualify for leave. You know, and so, you know, you want your employees to feed their families. And that's what unemployment is there for. And so, you know, unfortunately, a lot of small business owners said we didn't want to do it, but, you know, they need to get their money. The other thing, too, is in this one article from the New York Times, when they said an employer was going to provide paid leave, they said the employer would get paid back by the government within 3 months. 3 months. That scared every small business owner, especially when you see the, you know, BS that's happening now. Well, the Democrats voted down on it and wouldn't agree to this. And wouldn't, you know, and you're like, well, then what the, I mean, what the heck? So when you're telling employers that right now they have to close, that they are not going to see possibly any business for weeks, maybe even months, and they need to upfront pay with the hope that the government will pay them back. Many people were like, oh, no. So as corporations and small business owners get scared, you know, the consequences is workers suffer. Now, we need to get that confidence back. If a small business, you know, feels that they will be able to make money again and they will be able to open the doors, they will hire staff. But you need to make sure that business owner is able to exist. If these companies go under, they're not hiring anybody back. So, you know, 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Well, for Timmy calling in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. We're going to have Dr. Chris Johnson come on in the next hour to kind of give us the latest on what he's seen on the front lines in California. Cases across the United States still continuing to rise. In the United States, we are at, let me actually refresh because the number keeps going up. In the United States, we've had 40,773 cases, 479 total deaths. We are almost half of where China is at. China's still reporting new cases, about 39 new cases in the last few hours, 9 new deaths, with a total of 81,000 cases for them, 3,200 deaths. Italy comes in second with 59,000 cases, 5,400 deaths. The U.S., again, at 40,700, so they're third. Spain is at 33,000, Germany 27,000, Iran 23,000 people affected, France 16,000 people affected. South Korea had said that they had shown some great, progress, but we hear 64 new cases in South Korea with 7 new deaths over the last few hours, 8,900 total affected. Switzerland, 8,500, the UK, 5,800. Now, when you look at these numbers, how USA is now in third place, keep in mind, the USA has started to get their act together in terms of testing, all right? So we are going to have more people tested. We also have a lot of population out there. Worldwide coronavirus cases, 360,674. Over 15,400 people have died. Over 100,000 people have recovered. Now, one thing you are going to be hearing more and more of is the anti-malarial drug. We talked about this last week, where some doctors have been using Plaquenil, an anti-malarial drug, kind of related to quinine. Quinine was, I believe, 1952. It was discovered and used to treat malaria and heart arrhythmias, and then hydroxyquinine came out in 1955. Branding Plaquenil for people's arthritis and anti-malarial prevention and treatment. Now, there's been some reports that the medication combined with Zithromax, an antibiotic, seems to have some success in fighting coronavirus. I'm already seeing Zithromax get completely bought up, and people are calling telemedicine going, I want the malarial medication and azithromycin. And unfortunately, on telemedicine, we're not allowed to do that because we need it for people, you know, who need it. So Governor Andrew Cuomo has now revealed that New York doctors are going to try the anti-malarial drug starting, I believe, today or tomorrow. He also pleads with retired nurses to enlist and come back to work. There are more than 20,000 cases of coronavirus right now in the state of New York. So 20,000 of these 40,000, so we're talking half of the United States cases, are in New York, 12,000 in New York City. So Cuomo is starting a trial with an antibody drug that he hopes will work, as well as malaria drugs. He says that while the numbers continue to rise, the death toll is low. Of the 20,000 cases, only 157 people have died. So people are scrambling for hospital equipment, personnel, space. And by the way, can I just say, when you hear that the death rate is low, you know, like less than 1%, or, you know, and people say, well, gosh, why are people panicking? You have to understand one of the reasons why the death rate is maybe lower is because we are jumping in and, you know, instituting care. You know, China had a higher death rate with this because people did not know what it was, or maybe there wasn't a lot of transparency, you know. In America, we were armed and ready, locked and loaded. The only problem is we're still scrambling for hospital equipment, space, etc. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said New York's hospitals will run out of supplies in less than 7 days. So President Trump yesterday said he was going to send ventilators and masks, but again, do we have enough? So as we have 40,000 cases, 479 deaths, how many people are in serious condition? Well, we have about 1,040, according to Worldometers, that are in serious condition. And so, you know, if you live in an area like the Midwest, you know, there's probably enough ventilators, hopefully, you know. But you have to also realize there's other medical conditions out there besides coronavirus. So, you know, when I was in training, I remember the ICUs were always full. We never really had an open ICU bed, and that was obviously way before there was, you know, coronavirus. So, you know, when somebody goes, well, you know, there's only 1,000 people in serious critical condition, we should have enough ventilators, but what about those who were in car accidents? What about those who are in a coma? What about, you know? So it is very, very taxing. So this hydroxychloroquine is the medication that the doctors are going to start trialing. And the drug has not been, though, proven effective yet. President Trump has been excited because you have scientists and doctors saying that we think this works. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has to kind of, you know, be pretty scientific and academic about it, said more work was needed before it could be heralded as a solution. Now, Cuomo said on Monday, Governor Cuomo, that New York is also launching a trial later this week to inject seriously ill people with coronavirus antibodies in the hope that it'll boost their immune systems. So, you know, the governor is also taking under advisement the argument that only the most vulnerable must isolate and allow younger, healthier people to return to work. So while all this is going on, there's a lot of pressure for the city not to close down. In New York alone, 16,000 tests had been done in one night. That's kind of why we're seeing more and more positive cases. What we're not really getting is how many people are just kind of having coughs and colds, feeling good. Yeah, they're tested and they're positive. And, you know, unfortunately, the more we, you know, the more we learn, the more we panic. So, you know, my assumption is we have a lot more people that have it that are positive and they just can't get tested. So we just don't know. You also have a lot of people out there that don't want to know. They're like, I'm not leaving work. There is no way I'm going to stop working. You know, it's one thing to have a flu or viral pandemic. It's another thing to not be able to work and not be able to buy medicines and buy, food and pay rent. Now, hopefully the government is passing this bill that'll, you know, prevent, of course, evictions, you know, force landlords to work with people. But again, if a landlord owes the rent, then the bank's going to take the apartment building. So, you know, are the landlords covered? Are the banks covered? So it's, unfortunately, this trickle-up effect that, you know, has to be addressed. We have hospital providers not having proper equipment. And so people, unfortunately, are getting sick who need to take care of people. So while we're trying to deal with this pandemic, and everybody's like, stay home, stay home, stay home, doctors, nurses, PAs, nurse practitioners, you know, respiratory therapists, you know, custodians, people that have to work in these hospitals and medical centers, they don't get to go home. And, you know, we're hearing, I guess, in Great Britain, a couple of the ENTs that have been, you know, on the battlefront with this and, you know, helping patients out, they're seriously ill. People are getting sick, and the more these doctors get sick, the less they're there, or nurses, et cetera, the less they're there to help others. So, you know, we are so in need of gloves and masks and gowns and face shields, et cetera. So, you know, it's unfortunately it's a cluster. It's an absolute cluster. So the governor has issued a call to action for all retired registered nurses to come back to work. He has mandated that hospitals increase their capacity by at least 50%. From what I understand, they may be adding extra beds to, like, Javits Center and, you know, some of the stadiums and things like that, and theaters, just to be able to get more, you know, places where people could be. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Rebel.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.